Siman in Halos of Prayer in this is Kufyud Beis 112 chapter, and this talks about Shalei Lahafsik Loi Begimel Rishonus Veloi Begimel Achronus. One shall not interrupt in the three brachas that come in the beginning of the Amida, and also in the three blessings that follow the Amida, the first three and last three brachas. Ubay Sivach only has one subsection over here, and subsection Aleph 1, it says, Kuf Chav Zekenim. There were 120 elders. Amongst these elders, Umehem Kama Nevim, there were several prophets. Tiknu Yudches Brochis Allah Seder. They organized, they instituted the 18 blessings in the order. Gimul Rishoynes Lahazdir Shvachel Shalmochim Techila. The first three are to organize the praise of Hashem in the beginning. Just as a slave, as a servant, would organize the praise of his master first. And after that, then you ask a gift from your master. You're asking him for something. And the last three blachas, it's like a servant who has gotten a reward from his master, which means his wishes were accepted. The king accepted it. And he is saying goodbye and going away. So the last three brachas is basically saying goodbye to the king. And the 13 middle ones, they are asking for that gift. Those who are asking Hashem, that's our prayer that we're asking Hashem. The Fikach, and therefore.
So would Modim and Achulach be the last?
Those are part of the three.
Yeah.
The last of the part three, starting with Ritzei. Okay. Abo. Abo begimu Rishonus, begimu Achronus. Oh, one second. Lefikach, okay, lefikach, and therefore, im ratzo hayochid lishol tzrocha bebracha emtzois. So, if an individual wants to ask for his personal needs in the middle blessings, so you have the regular blessing, but he has some personal requests, rashoi, then he's allowed to kamoi. She is by Bisiman Kuf Yutes, as will be explained in chapter 119, Sif Aleph. Avo begimul Rishonus v'gimul Achronus, but in the first three and the last three, which are Shem Sidur Shvach, which are the organizing of Hashem's praise, Ein Lishol Botzar Chiyachid, one should not ask the needs of an individual, because they're meant to praise Hashem. Avo Tzorchei Tzibur Mutar. But the needs for the community, it is permissible, even though they are part of Hashem's praise. As for example, Sharei Avoda V'Sim Sholim, because we're saying, return your service, Avoda, Sim Sholim, make peace. These are Bakoshas Tzorchei Rabim Hein. Those are requests for the community. So those are. We're asking Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We're asking Him to make peace. The imash ha'eved mesadir shvachay shel rabbi, because when the servant, the slave, together with when he's organizing the praise of his master, yochel lishol tzorchei tzibur, then he is able to ask the needs of the community, because shezehu gamkein. This is also Shevach v'Kovod L'Rav. This becomes a praise to the master, because that you have people that are asking, for his needs to the king. So that makes that he makes the king. So that's considered a praise. In our countries, there is a custom to say. Krovats is some liturgies. The word Krovats is a abbreviation of the words Koil Rina Vishua Bahole Tzadikim. There's another interpretation he brings down here from Loshen Kroivis, the offerings. So they do say this Kroivitz, Kol Rina Vishua Bahole Tzadikim, different liturgies, be Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis, in the first three and the last three, they would say it, Afal Pishet Ben Bekoshis. Even though they contain many requests, they're also not considered to be an interruption in the prayer. Even those that say that liturgies are not permitted to be interrupted will in the blessing of Shema, commission is Barb Simon Samaches, as we learned in section 68 in subsection 2. But still, this by prayer, this is okay, and that would be not considered an interruption.